The spacewalkers for this mission are Mike Fossum and Piers Sellers. This is Mission Control Houston. The hatch of the Quest airlock open, and the spacesuits are on battery power. Hatch opening and then spacewalk start official at 8:17 a.m. Central Time this morning. Lead EVA Officer Tomas Gonzalez-Torres confirming what it sounds like that the blade blocker was installed in the IUA successfully. This is Mission Control Houston with a live view from a helmet cam on astronaut Mike Fossum's spacesuit as he's reconfiguring a tool stanchion. Part of the setup for the next part of the spacewalk. Tool stanchion and a portable foot restraint are going to be installed on the end of the orbiter boom sensor system. In this live view of the International Space Station, the spacewalking crew members now visible just coming over the top of the Quest airlock in the top center of the view.
That's going to go in with two on the ICC, and the APFR pitch joint will be Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Nobody waving out the back window. I can't believe it. I didn't even look. I'm afraid I was too busy.
Hey, Pierce.
Yeah.
Take a second and look at the Earth to your left, and I think you got Ireland and England coming up there.
My left? Oh, good heavens.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful day in Ireland.
No.
This is a live view inside the Space Shuttle Discovery payload bay. The crew members have installed the portable foot restraint for astronaut Piers Sellers to ingress to ride on the end of the boom sensor system to evaluate its ability to support as a work platform for orbiter thermal protection system inspection and repair.
Hey, Piers, I imagine you're ready.
I'm ready. But a sway, this time it's kind of circular, fore and aft and in and out of the bay. Here at about 6 seconds again. Input stop. Motion stop. Wow, that sounds quick. 2, 3, 4, 5. Going back. Input stop. Okay. Motion in and out of the bay. Feels like about a couple of feet. Or maybe a foot.
Okay, the next point is for Piers to translate along the tool stanchion to the tip of the boom and then back to the tool stanchion.
Okay, watch that. What do you got, my tethers?
It's a view from Mike Fossum's helmet camera as he works with a specially designed strain gauge to mimic activities he would use in applying towel or reinforced carbon-carbon repair materials. That strain gauge recording the force that's being applied to the P1 truss structure. The payload deployment retrieval systems officer here in the mission control measuring the dispersions on the orbiter's robotic arm. So far, these tests have shown much better rigidity than had been expected.
Okay, Mike, you can do a little worksite SAM there if you'd like.
Okay. Well, let's just do some of this. Pushing motion. Wow, almost straight out, very light.
And a good view from the elbow camera of the Space Shuttle's robotic arm at spacewalkers Piers Sellers and Mike Fossum as they make their way hand over hand across the pressurized mating adapter number 2 and up to the Destiny Laboratory module on their way toward the Quest airlock.
Just give me a second to make the jump over here. Yep, I'm going to watch you get